Bezrat Hashem, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Mechirim, the laws of sales, in the Sefer Kinyan book of acquisitions. In this Perek, we continue regarding the acquisition of movable items, and also that of Kinyan, what's called Agav, which is actually a combination of the Kinyan Karka together with the Kinyan Metal. And the Rambam begins Aloha off regarding the Kinyan of Hagbah, of lifting up, and of Meshicha, and of pulling something. Echad Abahema, whether an animal, Vechad Char Metalton, or other movable items, nicknamed b'mois, they can be acquired with monies, and that is dinter, that's according to biblical law. And therefore, mishnas nesamois, once the monies are given, kana, he has acquired it, ve'in echem hem yuchel lachzboi, and neither one of them can back out from the sale. Avol ba'at, racham tiknu, the sages instituted, shalo yikonu hamatatlin, that the movable item should not be acquired, ela b'hagbo, only with lifting it up, ibe mishicha hastavar, or by pulling something, shein darka, like be where, if it's not normal to lift it up, then with the kingdom of mishicha, but not with that of kesef. Halacha beis ketzav. How so? So Rama illustrates. Hamakabetz eitzim oy pishton v'koyitz b'hem. Someone gathers together wood or linen or things like that. V'as b'hem toyin gadol, and makes a large pile. She'i efshalik bi, which is not possible to lift it up. Einan niktim b'mashicha. That's not what we said, that, oh, if you can lift it up, that you can be able to acquire with mashicha. Why? Shari efshalahatar ha'eged, because you could untie the bundle, like bi eitz eitz, and lift up each piece of wood individually. V'chein koyitz b'hem, anything similar like that, does not have the permissibility of Mashicha, one would have to go ahead and acquire with Hagbah. Aval im hoya toin shalagazim, but if it was a pile of nuts, oisha pilpilin, or peppers, or shakedim of almonds, or kedim, things like that. The hoya gadol she'inechad yochalag be in them so big that no one person could lift it up. Had is a nickname of Mashicha, so that will be acquired by pulling it. Because shim yatido yisbar it, because if you're going to untie it, it's going to all come apart, it's going to be scattered. By terech gadol, it's going to be a great exertion, a great effort. And the chikis was anything, something like that, where that cannot be lifted up, and then one would be allowed to go ahead and do the kinyan with Mashiach. Halacha Gimel continues with another type of kinyan, that of Mesira. So regarding Hasvina, boat. Now, Hoyl V'yefsh, like B'yah, since you can't pick up the boat. And V'yesh B'mashiach HaSaterachal, even to pull it is a big effort. V'ein Nimshach HaSaterachal, and it can only be pulled with many people. So Lo Yitzichu Mashiach, they didn't require it even to be pulled. Elegnitness B'mesira, they could just be acquired by handing it over. Anything similar like that, for example, heavy vessels and very large elements could be acquired with Nasir. Now, the Mamala HaMoich, but if the seller tells him, Lech Mashiach Ukenei, go ahead, do Mashiach and acquire it, then he's not going to acquire the boat until he actually pulls the whole boat, and he removes it from the entire area where it was, because the seller was particular, and that was the stipulation that the buyer is not going to acquire it only if he does Mashicha. Lacha Dalad continues regarding a concept that to undo the transaction before the actual Maisa Kinyan, the act of the acquisition, was done. It says Ram Nintzei Salamit, so you come out, you learn from what we said in the previous halachas, Shalikeich Metalim, if someone's buying movable item, even if he paid the whole price, he could back out. Although we said according to biblical law, it was with mois, but the chum masaka not. And v'chein ha'moichin yochalavzba, so did the seller could back out. Ashik bi until it's lifted up by the buyer, or yimshach davash in by hagba, or he's drawing something which you cannot lift it up. Or yimshach ha'moichin l'lekeach davash in darkel hamshach, or if the seller gives it over to the buyer, it's called masira, for someone that is not to know him even to pull it, like we said regarding the boat. Now, umishik bi'a, now once he lifted it up, Oy mashach, or he did mashicha on davish and darchal, like be on something that's not normally lifted up. Oy nimsal davish and darchal hamshach, or he gave over to him something that's not normally pulled. Then kana is acquired it. And ve'in nechem mishnem yochalavz, but now neither one of the parties could back out. Ve'koyven es lekech lit nesadam, and now since the sale is done, we force the buyer, even if he didn't give the money, to now pay up and give the monies. Now Lacha Hey explained regarding the skin of kesef, what's the reason of the chum masakin that it shouldn't work, and when does it take effect? So, why did the Sage Institute dovez debe metatlin this thing regarding movable items that we said it should not acquire with monies and only with letzim mashicha? So, Xeret have been the concern. It's a decree. Because maybe the buyer is going to give the monies, the purchase price, but before he gets a chance to pick it up and to take it, it's going to get lost through to some external overwhelming circumstance. For example, let's say shenafla dleika. Benistraf, there's a fire in the seller's home, and it gets burnt. Or bandits come along and they take it. Now, in the year b'shus halikach, if it's going to be in the property, in the domain of the buyer, because he already paid it, so it's really his. So it's mama hamoicher, b'lo yitzaleihu. So the seller is going to delay, and he's not going to say, he's not going to put his neck on the line for this guy's object. It's that guy's loss. Actually, that's why the sages made it. No, it's still in the domain of the seller, even though it was paid. So that she put in the effort and be diligent to save the object. Because if it gets lost, he's going to have to pay. It's still his. And that's why they said that it's not the buyer's yet, even though he paid for it, until he actually acquires it. Which is essentially like when he takes it. So Nimtzeis Oimer comes out that you say that if the purchase price was already given, but an Oin is something beyond their control happened before he took it. So the buyer tells to the seller, look, tell me Mekach, give me my purchased object, or give me back my money. So even though there's witnesses who could testify that it was lost beyond the seller's control, and the seller had no ability to save it, he wasn't negligent at all and weak in getting this done, doesn't make a difference. The reason Mach says dumb, he's going to have to give back the monies to the buyer. Should I take it a chacham mashicha? Because the sage's institute is not acquired yet by the buyer until he actually draws it with the kinyan mashicha. Not lafikach, therefore, but there's an exception. If the home of the buyer was where sheyesh b'hachevet shenimker, which is where the object that he bought that was sold to him was muskel amoicher, meaning the seller actually rented in the buyer's home, and that's where the store was, and that's where the sold object was in that buyer's own home. Oh, then they're like tikkun lechacham mashicha. There, the sage is not instituted for him. That it has to be with Mashiach. Should I make a chavishos like that? Because the bought object is already in the buyer's domain. And therefore, it's not like in the seller's domain that the seller's can be negligent. It's in the buyer's own domain. And therefore, Mashiach is a dumb and nikna mechach. In that case, once he gives the monies, the object is already acquired. And neither one of them can back out once the money was already given. Halacha Zayin continues with regarding the kinyan of chatzer, that of in someone's property that it's acquired. So let's say someone is renting the area where that movable item that's sold, munachem by, are placed in it, kana, he's also acquired it. And neither one of them can back out. Now, even though he didn't do one of the three kinyanim that we said are required from a tatlin, of picking it up or pulling it or being given over, doesn't make a difference. It's made in his domain because of the kinyan of chatzer, where he's renting that area of where the sold item is. Well, Rabbi Yana already explained in Perikav Alochi Yitresh, Eschiris Karka, that how does one rent land, which is this chatzer, that the bought item is inside, which is that's enough would already be bought because it's already in his property. That's nicknamed the Kesef B'Shtar B'Chazarka, that can be acquired with monies or documents or with taking possession of it. Alochi Ches. Makne Karka Metatlin Ke'echad. If someone is giving over he's selling land and movable items together as one. In this case, Kivin Shekana Karka, once he acquires the real estate, Bekesef, Oibishtar, Ebechazaka, with money or a document or taking possession, so Niknu Hamatadli Moham, so automatically the movable item also gets acquired with purchase of that land, known as Kin Agav, through it, by dint of it, and Ben Shoishneim Bemechor, Ebematona, whether both of them were a sale or a gift, Ben Shemacha Matadli Menosna Karka, whether he's selling the movable item and gifting the land, or the other way around, Ben Shemacha Karka Menosna Matadli, whether he's selling the land and he's gifting the movable item, doesn't make a difference. Kivin Shekana Karka, once he acquires the land, Kamatan, he acquires the movable item with it. Now, Halacha Tes explains this king of Agav by the Karka, but remember, when we say this, is Kishoyo Isma Matatlan Tzavudim Baisa Karka, only if those movable items were piled up on that piece of property itself. But if the movable items were somewhere else, so Shiyamalay, then the seller has to tell him, Kinei Matatlan Agav Karka, I want you to acquire the movable items through your acquisition of the land. And then then even if the movable items were in another country, Bamalin tells him, I want you to acquire them through your acquisition of that other piece of land. So Kimin Shakana Karka, once he acquires the land, the movable items are acquired with that too. Even though it's not piled up on that land. But Vim Loyomav, he didn't tell him, Kinei Agav Karka, to acquire through that land, Loikana, he has not acquired through that land. Now, Vakarka Koshi, no matter how small, minute that piece of land is, you could acquire as much metalin as you want to, meaning it could be miles and miles of metalin with a small piece of land the size of a hand breadth. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have to fit on it. It works through the kinyan of Agav. Halacha Yud. What happens if, let's say, he's selling the field to one person and the mubayim to someone else? So although he tells him, I want you to acquire the metalton by this guy's, he's being makna, so it's the same seller or the same gifter, but he says he wants you to acquire the metalton by this guy acquiring the karka. And that one person acquires, takes possession of the land. The second person does not acquire the movable items. Now, but, and this is because it's a suffix, so we say either way, we're not going to remove it from the prior status. But if let's say that buyer of the metalton does grab the metalton after the makna wants to back out, even to miyad, we don't take it away from that buyer. Where, because he did grab it after the other person acquired the land, shenikno elagaboy, which those mublamas were acquired on it. Which, again, it's a suffix, so if he's typhus, we don't take it away from him. If someone is giving over possession of his slaves and his properties together as one. So, if the person takes possession of the slaves, he has not acquired the lands. Because if the avadim are like metatlin, so karka cannot be acquired in metatlin. Even if they're like karka, you cannot be acquiring karka agav karka. And you can't compare this to the case of when you have 10 pieces of land, which we said in Perek Aleph, that's because of sadna or tzcharu. It's considered as one extension. Although avadim are like karka, they're not actual piece of karka itself. So you cannot acquire the karka through the acquisition of the avadim. Hechzik b'karkais, now even if you take possession of the property, l'kan avadim, neither have you acquired the slaves themselves. And therefore, that's achiyu im demetecha karka, until they're actually in the property itself. And this is, in contrast to what we said before, for all other metalin, even if you say that an eved is like metalin, v'av bishamal, even though he tells him, k'nei avad magabe karka, that I want you to acquire the slave through the land, which we said for movable items, it can be anywhere, it doesn't have to be on the property. Here, l'kan achiyu betecha, the slave you're not going to acquire until it's on the property itself. And the reason why it's different is she'eved mahal chadas atzmei. Because a slave is a human being, he has his own intelligence, he's going on his own, and therefore he's not considered as acquired unless it's actually on the property itself. Halachid Beis continues regarding acquiring movable items by acquiring a chatzir. If someone is giving up possession of his slaves and movable items as one, before we said avad mekarka, now avad metatlin, mashach metatlin, if he draws the movable items, look on avad and not acquired the slaves. Halachid Beis continues, he takes possession of the slaves, look on metatlin, and not acquired movable items. Only if the movable items were on the back of the slave, then the slave is like a chatzar. And you're acquiring the movable items on him like from halacha of like he's your courtyard. So it's on your courtyard. But v'hushiyya kafis is only if the slave is bound, because if not, he's a movable chatzar, which the Ram says later on halacha yud gimel, that does not acquire. Shari in yoch halach, because when he's bound, he can't go, then he's a regular chatzar, and then you can acquire the movable items on the eved itself. Halachi Gimel, now, however, as we said, Hamakna Behema, let's say someone is giving him possession of his animal, Bekeilim Shagabah, and the vessel's on the animal, Keachet as one to a single purchaser, Av Bisha Mashacha Behema Kunoso, even though he did Mashiach on the animal and he acquired the animal, Lakon HaKeilim Shalai, he's not acquired the vessels on the animal, Achigbiya, either until he lifts up the vessels, or Yimshach HaKeilim Atzmam, or he draws the vessels themselves, Im Indakum like Biyim, if they're the types of vessels that not normally that you lift up. Why? Because although the animal is your possession, therefore like your courtyard, but it's like a movable courtyard, because it's an animal. And therefore what's inside of it is not acquired for the owner by being in this chatzah. Now the figure, but therefore, if the animal was bound, then you would acquire even the vessel on it, because now it's a regular chatzah, which you could acquire objects in your chatzah. If the one who is giving up possession tells him, do mashiach on the animal and acquire the vessels on it. Since he has not given over possession of the animal itself, meaning he's telling him, draw the animal and then you'll acquire the vessels. So since he's not even acquiring the animal itself, so then even if he's pulling the animal and it's bound, he can't acquire the vessels on it. Until he does mashiach on the vessels themselves, because mashiach with someone else's vessel, which is the animal is the moich's vessels, that's not effective. So that mashicha on the animal is not going to help, and it's not a schatzah because it's not his, and therefore it's only going to be if it does mashicha on the vessels themselves. Look at this, Vav continues with a specific case of acquiring a perforated pot and together with what's inside of it. So hayyatzis nakub la'achad. Let's say there was a pot with a hole in it that belonged to one person. And what was planted inside of it belonged to someone else. Hikna atzis l'bal's drum. So if the owner of the atzis, of the pot, gives over possession of the pot to the owner of what's implanted inside of it, so kibin shemashal, once it does mashiach on this movable pot, flower pot, so kan is acquired. Hikna drum l'bal atzis. Now let's say the other way around. Let's say the owner of the plant that's inside gives over possession to the owner of the pot. So loy kana, he is not acquired that zroim, because it has halacha like karka itself, because since it's a whole, it's like it's sort of connected to the ground, and therefore it doesn't acquire actually yachzik bazrum asma until he does a chazaka, like what karka you have to do. It's one of the ways of acquiring it, taking possession of the vegetation itself. Halacha design. Now let's say how your atzis bazrum shabayil echad. Let's say the path and the plant both belong to one person. They can call acher, and now he's giving him possession of both of them, of all of it, to someone else. Now mehechzik ba'atzis. What the person did, he took possession of the pot, liknas hazroim, to acquire the vegetation. So afa atzis lekana. In that case, he has not taken possession even of the pot, because metaltlin, which is what the pot is, cannot be acquired with chazaka, and the chazaka was only done on the atzis, not on the zroim. Now hechzik ba'zroim, but if he took possession of the vegetation, then kana atzis, then he has actually acquired also the pot, because the atzis is metaltlin, which could be acquired agav, the zroim, which is karka. Because v'zeh shashin, this is what we learned, and we mentioned this before, of what's called agav, nechasim she'en lemechrai, is regarding properties that don't have insurance regarding them, meaning it could be lost, like what's really called metaltlin. Could be niknimim nechasim she'esh lemechrai, could be acquired through the din, through together, what we call agav, properties that do have responsibility with them, which is land. Land is never lost, and you always could go ahead and rely on that. Shahazrem shabatz is nakuv, because the vegetation that's inside the pot, zrum him arts, are considered planted in the ground. Where it's connected to the ground, harika karka has the same halacha like land itself, like we explained, and therefore one could acquire the pot through the chazaka he's doing in the zrum. Loch yedzayin, regarding that, however, although connected to the ground is ground, but if it's ready to be harvested, it's not considered connected. Kfar Bayan already explained in Perakav Aloch Yitzayin, Shekolo Imid the Batsa, whatever is ready to be harvested, Kibatsa Dem, it's like it's harvested. And there are in Niknail Bagba, so that thing cannot be acquired only if it's lifted up. Oy Beshoi Dvarm Shin Niknail Bematan, or all other ways that Mubal Aymed could be acquired. Aloch Yitches, Pishton, regarding linen, flax, Kishu Mechub Lekarka, when it's connected to the ground. But V'yavish, Shein Tzach Lekarka, but it's dry, where it doesn't need the land anymore, which then we said it's like considered like disconnected. Vamalai, and the seller says to the buyer, Yapali karka kolshu, I want you to upgrade, beautify my land a little bit. But can they call mashallah, and then you'll acquire whatever's on it. So Kevin should tell this kolshu, so once he ripped out just a little bit, which that's fixing up the property. So then kanakol, he's acquired everything, the land, and also what's on it. Because of this stipulation, which was, if he fixes up the land, he'll acquire whatever's on it. But let's say he's giving up possession to him only of this linen, of this flax, not the property. And that's with either a sale or a gift. Oh, then Likonil Mashatosh. Then he has only acquired what he has ripped out. Should it be it? Because that he lifted up. Anything similar to that. If he was giving him the land and whatever's on it, so then, like we said, that's a kinya agav. Once you fixed, well, you beautified the land a little bit, it says kolshu, so then you're acquiring that, and then you're acquiring whatever metal and agav that. But if you're not getting agav, because you're only doing the flax itself, is what's being sold or gifted, so then how you're acquiring it, only whatever you're lifting up, what you tear out, then by default, by tearing it out, you're lifting it up, then you're going to acquire that, but the rest will not be acquired until you actually do agav on it.